Welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Gazin. Toastmasters International and Rotary International are two century-old organizations changing lives worldwide. Together, they formed a strategic alliance, creating a powerful way to help members grow professionally and personally while working towards a better world. Our guest today is a member of both. She's here to share her experiences with each one, their benefits, and what can happen when collaboration really works. She's Stephanie Steckel, who grew up in Burbank, California, one of eight children. She's a movie buff, a former NBC intern, and even marched in the Rose Parade. She graduated from UCLA, the medical colleges of Pennsylvania and Georgia, on her way to becoming first a dentist and then an orthodontist. Stephanie has been a Rotarian for more than three decades and is a charter member and past president of the Dover Downtown Rotary Club in Dover, Delaware. She's also been a Toastmaster for 3 years, a member of Free Speakers Toastmasters in Dover, and Northrop Grumman Toastmasters in Linthicum, Maryland, and she's well on her way to becoming a distinguished Toastmaster. In fact, it's her advocacy for Toastmasters that resulted in her letter to the editor being published in the December 2025 issue of the Rotary magazine. Stephanie is also an author, an avid traveler, and all of these passions may seem unrelated, but together they've shaped the stories she'll share with us today. Stephanie says you can learn a lot about just looking in her sock drawer. Her socks are souvenirs, markers of where she's been and where she's going as she travels with her husband Steve to new states and countries. So it's no surprise that she lives in Smyrna, Delaware, but she's joining us today from Phoenix, Arizona. Dr. Stephanie Steckel, welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast.
Thank you, Greg. It's so good to be with you today.
Stephanie, before we actually get into the meat, I have two dying questions I have to ask. And to kick things off on the right foot, pardon the idiom, I have to ask you about the socks.
Well, if you want to know where I've been, you could look at my sock drawer because socks are my souvenir. We don't mail postcards as much, so I've gone to purchasing socks. And so when I look in the drawer, it's like a review of my year, where I've been this year. And I just love the different colors and designs that you can get in socks.
What happens when they wear out? You have to get new ones?
They do wear out. So I have to get new ones. And do I replace the old one? Not necessarily. I like to collect new ones, new places.
I'd probably keep two. One to go, one to show.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Also what led to us having this chat is that you became such a strong advocate for Toastmasters and you got that letter published in the Rotary magazine. Tell us a little bit about that and also the personal connection you have with it.
Well, I joined Toastmasters long after I was a Rotarian, and I wished I joined a lot sooner. I think a lot of people say that about Toastmasters because it's so much fun to be in an environment that is safe to make mistakes in speaking, public speaking. I wished I joined sooner. When I read the article last July, I got my Rotary magazine issue, and I was started thumbing through it because we have a new president in July. Well, here it is. I'm reading about an orthodontist, Dr. Francesco Arezzo. He and I speak the same language. We're both orthodontists. We speak orthodontics. And I'm reading about his experience in Rotary. And he's moved all the way up in Rotary. But he was scared to death of advancing for many years because he says he has a speech impediment and he just did not like to speak publicly. So I really read this and thought, that's me for many years. I was in Rotary. I hated giving project reports. I'd be asked to give outside of Rotary to give professional presentations on orthodontics, which I did. I hated doing it, but I did it anyway because people want the knowledge. They want to learn. I really enjoyed joining Toastmasters. It was serendipitous. There's a word of the day right there. It was serendipitous to learn about it in Rotary. And I just took it from there. We had two wonderful Toastmasters come and speak about Toastmasters. And that was it. I said, that's what I need to do. I need to get into Toastmasters so I can continue in Rotary. I love Rotary. I want to be able to get up and talk about it. And so it was a wonderful opportunity to hear them. It was serendipitous to hear them as well. The rest is my Toastmasters experience from there.
We're going to talk a little bit more about your Toastmasters journey, but for those people who might not be familiar with Rotary, could you perhaps share a little bit about what Rotary is and some of the benefits are?
When you're driving into a city and you see these signs on the city entranceway, you see a little wheel, a rotary wheel, has these cogs surrounding the wheel. And these are representing the different vocations and businesses that join Rotary. So if you don't know about what Rotary is, you can download the Rotary app, Rotary Locator app. You can look up clubs based on your zip code. You can actually visit a club if you'd like. Visiting different clubs, each club is different, and you find out what their different community projects are, what you want to get involved in. If you are interested in doing community service and you've never participated in a Rotary Club is really, honestly, they're the spin doctors of service. They are the people that put together service projects internationally and locally. So if you want to be involved in different vocations, different community service projects, international projects, youth projects, every Rotary Club has different projects that you can get involved in 6 different areas of service. So if you want to get involved in the community and you're not sure what area of service, you're going to find it in Rotary. What people don't know about Rotary is Rotary has changed its membership qualifications. And when I joined, you were the person that the realtor asked me to come visit because he knew I was going to be a business owner. So I'm going to own this business. I'm going to be hiring, firing people. That was the old phrase. You hire and fire, you can join Rotary. That has changed. Now you've gone from recruiting managers and business owners to recruiting people moving up the business ladder to become Rotarians. I joined Rotary about the same time I was starting my orthodontic practice in Dover. And I was not a native to Dover, Delaware. I was from Burbank, California. Setting up a new practice, I wanted to meet the people, know the new area better, get to know the community. I actually signed the lease on my first office, and the realtor said, hey, you want to come to a Rotary meeting with me? Sure, I'll go to a Rotary meeting. I became a charter member of the Dover Downtown Rotary Club, 31 years in the club. And why I'm in Rotary? I think it's really pretty simple. There is a moral compass they provide in decision-making. It's called the four-way test. And the four-way test is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And is it beneficial to all concerned? Some clubs recite that at each meeting. I think it's terrific to use that as a guide, not just in Rotary. I posted this in my office. My staff can see, you know, why do I go to Rotary? Well, this is a guide for me. And I love participating in projects, of course. But this was really the one thing that has kept me in there and engaged for this many years is that we have a guide book that we can follow in making decisions for the club.
Can you share an example of one of the projects that you've been involved in?
I've had some terrific, I would describe them as momentous projects. In my club, when I was president, we partnered with another club called Capital City Rotary, because Dover is the capital of Delaware. The two of us put together resources, applied for some grant money, and we provided a fitness equipment set up for a local park area in downtown Dover. And you see these when you go to different communities. You see different fitness programs, projects, different fitness equipment, I'll say, set up. And we put that together in 2003 and delivered it to the Dover downtown community. We also did one of my favorite projects is delivering dictionaries to third graders. Our club purchases dictionaries. We put the Rotary label on them and we go to third grade classrooms and we deliver dictionaries. Now, when we deliver them, we just don't give them a box of dictionaries and say, here are your dictionaries. We get up and get to do a presentation. This is a dictionary. You can look up words. You can look up what a word means. And we have the kids actually write their name in the dictionary. For some of the kids, third graders, it's their first dictionary that they've ever had. And they get to learn to look up words. So it's one of my favorite projects as well. I brought one of my co-op students with me one time, and she was so excited to do it. I just let her take over the presentation. She loved doing and speaking to the kids. That was another fun project. We also do Adopt a Highway projects where we, one, Saturday a year, we go out and clean up Smyrna Leipzig Road, a 1 mile stretch. We have donuts and coffee before and after or during, and we clean up a lot of old tires and trash and cans and stuff on the road, and then we get the road looking a lot better. So those are some of my favorite projects.
What's something that you've learned or something that you've taken away from taking on these projects?
What I like about the projects, especially the dictionary project, I didn't realize that how much other people would enjoy doing the project as much as I did. So that's one lesson. Like, for example, I brought my co-op student with me who had finished all her work for the day. And I said, why don't you come with me? We'll go down to Holy Cross Elementary School and deliver the dictionaries. I had no idea that she would enjoy it as much. I was glad she did. I thought, well, you know, I've got to fill her schedule with something to do. But she really got something out of it. She called her grandparents when she was done, describing how much fun she had. I think the other thing you get out of it is that you really, if you want to get a street cleaner, you can't just do it yourself. You know, you like to see the street cleaner, you really need to partner with other people. And you can really have fun partnering with other people because other people discover that they're having fun out there as well. So it's really the pooling of resources in Rotary, the pooling of bringing people together and seeing how they react and do carrying out what you may think is not a fun activity, but actually can be a very fun activity. It just depends on the people involved.
So earlier on, you touched upon how you discovered Toastmasters through Rotary. And I'm curious, was there some sort of need or what was the aha moment where you said, I think I really need to join Toastmasters?
Well, it was a lingering need for a long time in Rotary as a member and as a professional in the community, being asked to give presentations in the community or back in Rotary. They would want an update on a particular project, or really what drove me is the idea of giving a really good introduction to a speaker, because in Rotary, we're always trying to gain more members. Well, one of the best ways to gain a member is when somebody is visiting your club, certainly to make it a hospitable environment. And the best way to do that is to provide a nice introduction for them. You learn how to do that in Toastmasters, no question about it. Presenting people in a proper way in a nice environment is very welcoming. And that's so important to be able to do that well. And also just being able to get up and give not just an introduction, being able to speak impromptu was very important to me. I always would prepare, but I would just feel myself freezing up when the moment to start delivering arrived. That being said, I thought, well, I really need to work on that. And when these Toastmasters came and presented and talked about the alliance that they were very, very informed on, I was finally at the point where I said, this is it. This is where I can get past that moment of stress and really be able to start enjoying presenting what I know on whatever topic that I'm asked to speak on.
So you obviously saw the need. You realized right away that there could be some benefit. I'm just curious, can you pinpoint one of your biggest takeaways or skills that you learned from Toastmasters that you were able to apply in Rotary?
Toastmasters training early on helped me start to set my mental state in presenting. As I said, I would prepare for presentations, and then the moment you get to deliver it, I would freeze up. I could feel my pulse race and get nervous. My voice would start cracking, all that. Toastmasters helped me set my mental state. So I would rehearse in my head 4 lines of text to help me calm down and relax. One is reminding myself I'm glad I'm here. The second thing is reminding myself I'm glad my audience is here. Thirdly, I want to remind myself I've prepared for this, so I know what I know. And the fourth is delivering a message in a way that shows the audience I care about them. I rehearse those 4 lines of text in my head before presenting. And that helps me greatly in presenting to Rotaries, because I really care about, this is a group of people I've known for decades. Once I got this mindset, this mental state adjustment done, in my head with those four lines of text. Then when I step up to present it, I don't stress as much as I used to.
I've often heard Toastmasters is an excellent learning laboratory. It gives you an opportunity to practice things that you could take out into the world. And it seems that what you're telling me is this perfect application, taking what you've learned in Toastmasters and applying it to your service projects in Rotary. So I think this would probably be a pretty good time to talk a little bit about the Rotary Toastmaster Alliance. Can you share with us a little bit about your take on the Alliance and how has it become part of your world?
The Rotary Alliance was formalized in 2019 between the two organizations, and it took me a few years to learn about it. I was primarily a Rotarian and busy with Rotary projects and all. And then these two organizations came together and I learned about this Alliance in a Rotary Club meeting. One of the speakers did a terrific job explaining it, talking about, in her words, Toastmasters is great for personal development and Rotary is great for community service. So that's how she summed it up for us, to understand that you can gain more personal development if you look over towards the Toastmaster side. And both organizations have been around a long time. They are membership driven, and you have volunteer leaders that are developed in both organizations, and they both have a global impact in the world. And both really help you develop your personal and professional skills by getting to share time with people doing some meaningful projects. I think it made sense for the Alliance to be developed. It makes sense to me to look in, if you're Rotarian, to look at Toastmasters, to look at some personal development skills you can develop and then take back to Rotary in terms of, for me personally, to be introduce our speakers in a more efficient and caring way, and also for Toastmasters to be aware of, outside of their Toastmaster meetings each week, hey, there's some community projects here that maybe I can learn about how these projects are carried out, and then that'll help me develop projects in my Toastmaster club. So the Alliance makes sense to me in that way. Since I've become a Toastmaster, I realized that Toastmasters, to gain new members and maybe to gain insights for their members, gaining connections in the community through Rotary, for example, can really help them expand their presence in the community. A good speaker in a Toastmaster meeting, presenting well, evaluating well, is great. Being out in the community and demonstrating those skills is huge. Now for Rotary members get to do some wonderful community service projects and participate in internationally, locally in their club. But they don't really get much communication or leadership education like you do in Toastmasters. So you could see that there's a lot each organization offers their members, but there's some parts that if you include it in their organizational experience, then they're going to gain even more and they're going to love being there. So I saw two really cool examples of the Alliance being demonstrated and executed. And one was in a district in Australia, District 9810. Every spring, Rotary districts have their district conference. And this year, they invited Toastmasters to run two of their sessions in the district conference. And one session was run to help train the incoming presidents on executing a meeting efficiently and also how to give introductions of speakers. Now, in my experience, I've been to district conferences in Rotary in our local 7630 district. I've never seen a Toastmaster come in and train Rotarians on how to do those particular skills. I thought that was absolutely wonderful. Also demonstrated how to prepare dynamic presentations. So if club members or officers are going to be presenting to the club, what can you do to make your presentations for the club more dynamic? So I thought that was a wonderful, wonderful use of Toastmaster skills being brought into a Rotary District Conference where you have a huge number of Rotarians attending and getting exposed to Toastmasters. The other cool example was in Calgary, Canada. The other program in Rotary, and there are many, It's called a Rotary Youth Exchange Program, where youths, high school students, get to spend a semester abroad or sometimes a year abroad in a different country, by definition. So the Rotary Club of Calgary, Canada brought in Toastmasters to help these high school students work on their speech delivery before they left for their year abroad or semester abroad. I thought that was wonderful because these students are getting exposed to Toastmasters, they're going to be more confident speakers in a whole new environment. You know, that's got to be scary by itself, just being in, you know. So they got some training before they left thanks to Toastmasters, and it helped enhance their abilities to communicate. So I thought, wow, I've never seen that done in my district either. Great utilization of those skills to benefit the next generation.
I wasn't aware of that. Calgary is just 200 miles straight down the highway from me.
That's right.
Pretty close
to
home. So obviously this alliance is just simply not about attracting new members, although to each organization, but although that's certainly a benefit.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm also thinking as you're speaking, project management.
Well, Rotarians are carrying out projects in the community they live in. They're carrying out international projects, they're carrying out club service projects, they're carrying out youth service projects. We carry out a lot of different projects depending on what service area you want to work in. So Toastmasters do not have that experience in project management like Rotarians do. So I think a Toastmasters looking at Rotary for project management is a win-win for both organizations. So when Rotarians are looking at Toastmasters, they can look at and get a preview of what it's like to be in Toastmasters and to start a pathway. Because Toastmasters has put together these 8 educational courses for Rotarians and for Rotaractors. And Rotaractors are actually Rotarians that are in the college years of their life. So they start in Rotary while they're in college. So all Rotarians or Rotaractors have access to these 8 educational courses to help you develop your speech composition skills, your speech delivery skills, and actually mentoring skills too by following these courses. And all of these courses that are on the Toastmaster website are available in 9 different languages. To learn more about the alliance between Rotary and Toastmasters, there's a separate link website called www.rotary.org/Toastmasters.
You can also access that at toastmasters.org/about/rotary-alliance, and I'll certainly put a link to that in the show notes. And there's a lot of phenomenal resources there. There's an FAQ, there's talking about working together, and there's also a number of resources. So Stephanie, obviously you're a fan of both organizations. I'm going to give you an opportunity to give us your best pitch on the benefits of Toastmasters to a Rotarian or a Rotaractor.
For Rotarians, think of it as a personal service, avenue of service that you can pursue. And Toastmasters, when you visit, that makes it safe for you to talk. You don't have fear. You have fun at a Toastmaster meeting. So that's number one. Number two, you're in there with others and you're receiving feedback on your abilities right from the get-go. You get more encouragement than you do critique. Absolutely. You are told where you're doing well and where you can improve in the future. And it's done in such a fun environment, a very structured environment, and it doesn't take very long to see progress in your abilities in this new avenue of service I'm going to call personal service. And also when you look into Toastmasters, it's going to be something that you'll make new connections with people. You're going to meet people that are going to help you potentially in some of your own service projects you have back at the Rotary Club. So think of it as a way to connect with new people as well that may want to really help you carry out those projects your club is already carrying out. You become a better listener in Toastmasters as well. As one thing I'd share with Rotarians, you don't realize what you're hearing until you sit down and take on a listening role, which you do early on in Toastmasters. You get a catalyst in your abilities in Toastmasters you don't get in Rotary. It's really a great overall personal avenue service is how I describe it.
Excellent. Now let's change hats and give us your best pitch of benefits of Rotary to a Toastmaster.
I love that Rotary has the structure for community service projects that you can, let's say you're interested in working with youth and developing youth communication skills. Every club has a youth avenue of service, whether it's going in and working in an, what they call an interact club in Rotary. There's an interact club that is a high school-based service club that encourages students to put together service projects. Now, the students have to get up and speak at their interact club meetings in the high school setting. So Toastmasters can discover that working with students and helping them develop their speaking skills earlier on, if it's not available in the high school setting. And for Toastmasters looking at Rotary, I'd say that you're going to have some opportunities to work with people who are new in their career and help them kind of move up in their career by getting exposed to Toastmasters skills that you bring with you to the Rotary Club.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think also Rotarians, again, as you touched upon, can bring their project management skills to Toastmasters, help clubs grow, help people become better leaders within Toastmasters. And for Toastmasters, Rotary offers a new audience, opportunities outside the club for both speaking and for leadership.
One of my projects was to go speak at two different Rotary clubs. It was a high-performance leadership project. I spoke at two different Rotary clubs to complete the project. One, if I may, the one speech I gave, they set us up in a room in the back. Rotary clubs usually set you up in a little room in the back of the restaurant. And it was a wonderful, friendly group, but the restaurant set up two groups in the same room. The one group that was not supposed to be there, as far as I know, was very noisy. And the Rotarian said, you know, maybe we shouldn't have you present today. Well, I drove an hour to get there. I said, well, maybe I can give it a shot. Well, guess what? The fun group that was noisy in the back of the room gave me a little megaphone to give my speech. They could tell I wasn't being heard by the Rotarians. They said, here, take this. They handed me the megaphone, and I started delivering my points of benefits of Toastmaster membership to the Rotarians. It was very funny. I did not expect that to happen, and it worked out beautifully. Had a lot of fun with the people. I did not expect, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen, and it was a perfect example of being in the moment, being welcoming the impromptu opportunity to speak.
So it sounds like the benefits all around even expand to having a lot of fun, and not to mention the incredible people that you get to meet within both organizations.
They're incredible, really capable, really super people. I everybody's so different, and it just, everything just seems to meld together when they come together as a club in Rotary and connecting beautifully together.
Awesome. Now, Stephanie, I'll often ask my guests ahead of time, usually by email or in a pre-call, if there's something that they would like me to ask them. Now, I've done over 400 podcast interviews. As a journalist, I've probably done 1,000+ interviews. Now, this question is a question that I don't think I've ever asked, or I've never been asked to ask. But I'm going to share one that you requested that I ask. This is too funny. What's the best thing any of us can do to have healthy teeth?
I'm so glad you asked that, Greg. You know, I get that question a lot when people hear that I'm a dentist or orthodontist. Okay. So I'm going to give you three tips to have healthy teeth. Number one, eat right. Drink fewer sodas. Look for natural food options. Number two, instead of what you see on the commercial where they put a giant dollop of toothpaste on the brush, don't do that. Just put a little pea-sized amount and squirt it into the brush. That's all you need to clean your teeth. And number three, don't give up on flossing. Your teeth and gums will thank you.
Whew. I guess I passed on all three.
Very good.
Oh. So folks, whether we're talking dental, foot apparel, Toastmasters, or Rotary, if you found this episode valuable or at least entertaining, I encourage you to share this with your friends and family, fellow Toastmasters, fellow Rotarians. You can find the Toastmasters podcast at toastmasterspodcast.com, toastmasters.org, Apple, Spotify, and anywhere you get your podcasts. You can also check out episode 201, Powerful Outcomes from the Toastmasters and Rotary Alliance. That's a chat we had with Kate McClare, also a contributor to the magazine. There's also an accompanying article. We will also put links to various articles on the Toastmasters Rotary Alliance as well. One other cool link that I found is a world map that features Rotary and Toastmasters collaborations, and it has pins on it that you can click on, and it will give you examples of some of the alliances and some of the collaborations that have been happening. I will also put a link to Stephanie's letter to the editor in the Rotary magazine as well. Now, Stephanie, if someone wanted to reach out to you, whether it's to talk about Rotary, Toastmasters, or maybe make an appointment to finally get those braces, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Well, thank you. I am most reachable at our free speakers website. I am the vice president of membership. The best way to reach me is freespeakers.toastmastersclubs.org for Free Speakers Toastmasters Club, which meets first and third Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m.
That's wonderful. Again, we'll certainly put a link to the show notes. And that time you gave, I believe, was in the Eastern time zone.
Correct.
Dr. Stephanie Steckel, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure and a lot of fun.
Thank you, Greg. Very nice. I appreciate it.